This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hello, everyone. It's so nice to be here with you. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I welcome you to this meditation session, this wonderful collaboration between the Hammer Museum and the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, where I'm a teacher. And we join together on Thursdays to practice the principles and practices of mindfulness meditation here and explore these teachings, which are an amalgam of ancient wisdom teachings from the Buddhist tradition and modern science, neuroscience, primarily, and its insights into the workings of the brain and the body. So this is an amalgam of sorts, these practices that we share. Normally I'm here with you on the first Thursdays of the month. This month is a little different. I am here this week and next. And as we do each time, I will spend a few minutes at the outset of our session just sharing some thoughts and reflections about mindfulness practice. And then I'll lead you through a 20-25 minute guided practice, and we'll practice together. And then the session will close at the top of the hour formally, officially. But if you want to stick around and chat with me after, I'll hang out for about 15 minutes. And if you have questions or comments or want to share anything or just get to know this community of global meditators a bit better, then I welcome you to stick around and stay. So I see you zooming in from many places all over the place, all over these United States and the world. I'm zooming in from the unceded Chumash, Kish, and Tongva lands, colonized as Los Angeles. And mindfulness is, as many of us are aware, a way of being present. It's really, in some ways, as simple as that. It's a quality of presence and wholehearted presence that we bring to the moments of our lives. Mindfulness is really about being where we are, wherever that may be, fully, completely, with openness, with curiosity. You could also say with a sense of adventure, because this life is a wild ride for all of us in our own ways. And I was thinking, because I've been doing so much traveling this summer, I was thinking about mindfulness meditation as a form of travel, really. That travel is a really apt metaphor to begin to understand what it is we're doing when we practice. You know, we are really traveling across the terrain of our bodies, of our minds, of our hearts. We are visiting ourselves over and over again to learn, to experience, to grow. And this is what travel does. You know, when we practice meditation, we may wander off, we get lost, we come back. Sometimes we're in beautiful, beautiful lands, and sometimes we're in challenging terrains. You know, we're tested, we persevere. And really, our practice is a way of adventuring through our own lives. I was traveling this summer, as I mentioned, and I was on the East Coast in Lenape land, and in the Caribbean, and the which is the land of the Carib Indians. And what I noticed, I was visiting family, many of whom, and friends, many of whom I haven't seen since before the pandemic started. And what I noticed is initially a sense of real, because I was really living like a nomadic existence, traveling from place to place, spending a few nights in each place, in different people's homes, cooking in different kitchens, you know, different sights, different smells. Again, really relying on the hospitality of friends and family and the welcome and the warmth and the help. And really feeling initially a sense of disorientation. And it was at that moment that my practice, once again, as it often does, just came up right underneath me to support me. Because when we practice on our meditation seats or cushions, when we actually, it's like a laboratory, we get to practice returning over and over again to this moment, to feeling ourselves wherever it is we are, to feeling a sense of groundedness, a sense of presence, a sense of real togetherness with whatever it is that's happening. And so when I, you know, so my practice really prepared me well for my trip, because it reminded me to pay attention, to slow down, to return just to this moment, to these people, to this food, to this environment. And in that way, I felt a greater sense of groundedness in all the journeying. And so what I thought we could do today is to take a journey, to take a trip, to travel inside ourselves, right? Which is really what we do when we practice together. And so I'd like to guide you through a body scan, and we'll be visiting different parts of ourselves with openness, with curiosity, with a sense of gratitude. That was something else that I really connected with this summer, really being so grateful for the opportunities that I had and the places that I visited. And we can extend that same sense of gratitude to our own selves in our meditation practice. And so we'll be practicing with our bodies as both the vehicle, the journey, and the destination, all three of those things, the vehicle, the journey, and the destination. And if at any point, there's a part of the body that feels really uncomfortable to be with, you might just offer yourself some kindness by placing a hand over your heart, or offering yourself some other gesture of support. Or you might just offer yourself some kind words. You can gently move to another part of the body. This is a practice that's meant to be grounding and stabilizing. And so if you're finding it to be anything other than that, I invite you to take care of yourself, okay? All right, so let's begin. And we can begin by really taking the time to set yourself up for comfort and ease, as much of it is available to you in this moment. So you might lie down for this practice if you'd like to do that. You could stay seated, of course. Your eyes can float closed, or they can remain open, softly gazing down. So you get to decide in this moment how you want to arrive, how you want to travel, what kind of journey you want to undertake. And as you begin to find your body settling into a position that will support you during this practice, why don't we take some breaths together, inhaling deeply and exhaling completely. Again, taking a deep breath in, sighing it out. One more time, really fill your body with breath. And release. And now beginning to just settle in. we can drift the awareness to the top of the head, just at the very peak, the very tip, the very top of your physical body. And just let it rest there for a moment. And then if you wish, the awareness can begin to drift down like a curtain, down through the forehead, and the eyes and their sockets. Just noticing the flutter of the eyelids and the eyelashes. Drawing the awareness through the temples and the ears. Noticing as you travel through these parts of your body, what you find, what you encounter. Maybe there's a numbness or a tingling. So whatever it is, just notice it. And drift the awareness down into the back of the head. Maybe even sensing the hair growing out of its follicles. And awareness moving into the front of the face, the cheeks, the cheekbones, the nose, and the mouth. Noticing if sensation reveals itself to you as you place your awareness there in each part of the body in turn. The chin. It's feeling the fullness and the presence of your face, the teeth in your mouth. The tongue. Noticing if pain is present or absent. Inviting a sense of ease into the body as you traverse this terrain into the neck, the throat. Slowly moving your awareness through the various parts of the body, the hills and the valleys, the hollows, and the places of fullness. Drawing the awareness into the slope of the shoulders. And here and at any point, noticing if there's tension or tightness or holding. And offering an invitation for that to release or relax as best as possible. If there's a sensation of openness or ease that you encounter as you move your awareness through the body, welcoming more of that, inviting that to expand, increase. As the awareness now drifts down through the arms, the upper arms and the elbows and the forearms, finding a field of sensation awakening as you drift the awareness into the hands, the palms of the hands, each of the fingers. Sensing into the reality of your hands, their placement, and also the mystery of your hands, how much they do, how much they give, how much they receive. Perhaps connecting with a sense of gratitude for all that moves through and all that is held by your hands. Awareness can drift up now to the chest, the seat of the heart. Feeling the movement of the chest that houses the lungs and the heart. This fertile soil. If you notice the mind is wandering off, away from your body, you can just invite it back. Extend a hand to the wandering mind. And invite it home, invite it back. Awareness moving through the back, the upper back, down through the torso, the lower back, and into the belly, into the organs. Feeling the breath in the belly. Expanding and contracting. Noticing tension, tightness, holding, if it is present, and inviting that to release. Noticing ease, openness, comfort, and inviting that to increase. Expand. Sensing subtly into the heat in the body, in the belly, in the digestive fires. Just acknowledging at this moment whatever measure of health or vitality there may be in this body. And offering compassion to whatever measure of pain or dis-ease or discomfort there may also be. As you bring the awareness down through the buttocks and the pelvis, feeling sensations as the awareness moves through the upper legs, top of the thighs and the back of the thighs, through the bendedness of your knees. Through the lower legs, shins and calves. Bringing awareness through the ankles and into the feet, the heels of the feet, the balls of the feet, sensing into the arches. Bringing the awareness into the toes. Each toe. And perhaps feeling into the beautiful work of the feet. Keep you lifted, connected, and upright. Hold your weight. So journeying through the body and being present for all parts of yourself. Getting curious about the different regions of your body. And now we'll bring the awareness back up, starting at the soles of the feet. Just sweeping now up through the lower legs, the knees, and the upper legs, and the buttocks and the pelvis, sweeping the awareness up through the torso, into the shoulders and down through the arms, up through the neck and into all the cavities of the face, to the very tip of the head where we started. And just being here, embodied, quiet, together. Staying present to whatever sensations in the body are most predominant right now. See if you can just rest the awareness there, noticing how and if it moves. If there's any part of this body that feels achy or in need of tenderness or touch or care, you might bring your hand there. Warmth offering itself. And for the duration of this practice period, I invite you to be as fully present as you can be in this moment, in this body, in this place. Staying with the sensations, which include the movement of your breath. And in these final moments of your practice, wandering once again through the body in your own time, in your own way. And if you wish, offering gratitude to the different parts for doing what they do, supporting you as you journey through this world, through your life. If there's any discomfort or pain, offering compassion through your touch or through words. And now, in your own way and in your own time, reawakening the body by bringing some deeper breaths in or rolling through the shoulders or wiggling the toes or fingers, inviting movement back in to this terrain. And when you are ready, slowly allowing your eyes to float open. Thank you so much for your practice and your presence. If you'd like to learn more about mindfulness meditation, please check out the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center website for more classes and information. And I hope to see you here next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.